The South has a lot of nicknames: Dixie, the Bible Belt, and also the Stroke Belt. Studies say that stroke risk in this 11-state region that includes Georgia is 34% higher for the general population than it is in the rest of the country. A new initiative is trying to change that. With me to talk about what the Marcus Stroke Network is doing is James Lugtu. He's the National Clinic Program Manager for the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. Good morning, James.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, first of all, quickly remind us, what's a stroke?
A stroke is basically two mechanisms. One is either a clot in the brain or actual active bleeding in one of the vessels in the brain, causing a disruption of flow, and then seeing some disruption in physical signs, weakness on one side or the other, facial weakness, arm weakness, and slurring of speech is some of the major signs of a stroke. It's basically just a disruption of flow to the brain.
Okay. Often deadly, or when it's not deadly, debilitating, right?
Absolutely.
All right. What's going on in the Southeast? Why would rates of stroke be so much higher in the Southeast than in the country at large?
You know, there's many studies out there looking at why there's such a high prevalence of stroke in our area. And there's really a lot of hypotheses of why this is the reason. Some believe it's because the high rate of high blood pressure, diabetes, and other comorbidities in the South that increases a person's risk of having a stroke. Others feel that it could also be the diet and inactivity that's common in the South. You know, we have a very slower pace of living, which is great for stress, but also could cause a higher risk of having a stroke because of being sedentary and inactive. And the great food that we all enjoy, it could also have a factor in raising our increase of having a stroke.
All right, what they call lifestyle factors, the South's lifestyle factors, causing us to be more susceptible to stroke. We talked to Dr. Michael Frankel last week. He's the director of this new Marcus Stroke Network that's trying to address stroke prevalence in what they call the Stroke Belt, this 11-state area of the Southeast that includes Georgia. Frankel is also chief of neurology and director of the Stroke and Neuroscience Center at Grady Hospital, Atlanta. He says the faster that you can get to and help stroke patients, the better.
The earlier we can recognize stroke symptoms, the earlier we provide treatment, the less damage there is to the brain, the better people will do. So we want people to survive and thrive, come back to their lives in the community, and that's the goal.
So, James, I imagine that's a big part of what this new initiative is about. How do you get to stroke victims faster? How could that be achieved?
One of the big things is actually having these individuals calling 911 and really initiating our system of care early into the process. That would require education of our public to recognize a stroke. American Heart Association, American Stroke Association has done a wonderful job in really pushing the FAST education, recognizing a stroke, looking at FAST, which is face, arm, speech, and then the importance of time of calling 911. And the Marcus Stroke Network is really working closely with two of our large comprehensive stroke centers in Georgia, the Grady Memorial Hospital and Emory University, in collaboration with the American Stroke Association, American Heart Association's quality-based systems of care expertise to form the Marcus Stroke Network.
Okay, so let's actually unpack a little bit of those warning signs in greater detail for the audience. You mentioned face, arms. What would someone actually see on a person who seemed to be experiencing a stroke?
Just as we mentioned there at FAST, the face you would see what's called asymmetry, or one side may be drooping other than the other side. And a quick way to really recognize if someone's having a stroke, if you suspect that, is to ask them to smile and to see if one side goes up and the other is either flat or it seems to droop. The other large sign of a stroke is an arm, or an A of FAST. And this is where there's weakness on one side or the other. You would, in this case, you would actually ask the person to raise their arm and notice if there's a drift. There's one side weaker than the other. And then speech. Ask them to repeat a simple sentence, just like you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And see if their speech is clear, is it garbled, or sometimes they may actually replace some words with other words. And those are some of the more common signs of a stroke.
Hmm. Let's go back again to Dr. Michael Frankel, who's director of your new Marcus Stroke Network. He's at Grady. And he says that age plays a big factor in stroke as well. Let's listen.
Particularly with an aging community, a lot more baby boomers entering the stroke-prone years, we have to be better prepared. We're very well prepared for trauma. We need to be prepared for stroke. This is a method to help us become better prepared for what to do when a stroke strikes.
So, James, it's logical for us to think that that stroke would be something that would disproportionately affect older people. That makes a lot of sense. But what about younger people? Do young people have strokes?
Absolutely. Actually, you can have a stroke at any age. In fact, in the last few years, we've seen an increase of individuals under the age of 65 having a stroke. So
really
anyone can have those risk factors. And if they're not controlled, run the risk of having a stroke.
An increase among young and middle-aged people having a stroke. Is there any thought as to what might that might be attributable? Is it just the lifestyle factors you were mentioning before? Poor diet, lack of exercise?
It could be. Those are really some huge factors that some of it is genetics. We have a population of individuals. African-Americans have a higher risk of having a stroke. Recently, in the last few years, we've seen a huge increase of Hispanic individuals also increasing the risk of having a stroke. So those are some of the things that could be contributing towards the young age. Another thing, too, is the increase in cigarette use, especially with e-cigarettes. We've seen an uptick of individuals, even younger and younger, utilizing that, thinking that's much safer than a regular cigarette.
So even an e-cigarette, something that doesn't involve combustion, that can impact health in such a way as to exacerbate risk of stroke?
Right. There's not an absolute study yet that ties the two together, but we've seen a correlation of the increase of smoking and also increased risk of stroke.
Oh, fascinating. All right. So what's happening with this collaborative regional approach? You've got lots of players at the table to work on this problem of elevated risk of stroke in the Southeast.
Absolutely. We're glad to, the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, is really honored to work closely with the Marcus Foundation, the Grady Memorial Hospital, and Emory University Hospital to form the Marcus Stroke Network. And really, one of the big goals of the Marcus Stroke Network is to utilize the strength of those two facilities, the expertise of the Marcus Stroke Network physicians, and extend that to the rural areas of Georgia through the use of telemedicine. It literally is bringing those doctors right into those smaller hospitals or even into the mobile stroke unit, which is an ambulance that has a CT scanner inside of it that'll be roaming around Atlanta. So that's really an opportunity to bring those expertise of those physicians into those smaller hospitals, smaller rural areas, and also that mobile stroke unit.
That's James Lugtu with the American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. Thank you and good luck with this effort.
Thank you.
Listeners, we want to hear from you. Have you experienced stroke? Anyone in your family experienced stroke? What do you wish you had known then that you know now? Share your knowledge with everybody else. 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter at OST Talk. We're on Facebook. You can search for our show page. It's called On Second Thought. And another question for you listeners. If our traditional and beloved diet here in the South is killing us, what should we do about that? 404-500-9457. Let's hear from you.